Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Ring the Bell. Now, into our fourth consecutive show, we can now say with some confidence that when the question is asked if we'll be back this week with a new episode, we can answer that just like Thanos himself and the AEW ratings going down for an episode of Dynamite when a new highly paid talent debuts, it is inevitable. Mercedes Moné debuted and ratings, apart from her segment, which was high, right, went down across the board, just like it went down for Ospreay's debut and Okada's debut. So, yeah, fun times.
She'll be on that Collision show in no time. She'll be off Dynamite straight away.
And within 6 months, or just after the Wembley show, she'll be walking out because she's not booked for a couple of shows. On a reported $10 million a year, which can't be right.
Money,
cannot be right.
See, I kind of believe it because Tony Khan's a fucking idiot. So
that's true. Okay, right. There's a lot to talk about this week, as it has been for the last 3 weeks. So let's jump straight into things. I, of course, am host Andrew with me once again. As always, it's Mr. Ross Bell.
Evening.
How are you?
Mate. Good. Just getting close, isn't it?
It is. We're I don't know how many days away it is now. It's like 50-something, maybe. Less than that, actually. Yeah. It's going to be less than that now.
A couple of
3 weeks away?
3 weeks,
So my maths is shit. 3 weeks away. 3 weeks until the biggest event of the year, biggest WrestleMania of all time, maybe. We'll go over the WrestleMania card in a bit because it's stacked, absolutely stacked. Okay, let's get straight into it. Monday Night Raw, this past Monday from Houston, Texas. That's their third Texas show on the row on TV, and I'm pretty sure all of them sell out as well, which is insane they're doing right now. Great business. Drew McIntyre came out to open the show with a promo. Seth quickly interrupted Seth freaking Rollins. Drew said that he knows Seth wants to put him out of his misery and put him down, but there's nothing that Seth can say that will provoke him. He's above everything that Seth can throw at him verbally. Until Seth told him that he hasn't paid much attention to Drew so far on the road to WrestleMania, because of all the things he has to worry about, like The Rock and Roman Reigns and teaming with Cody and everything else, Drew's at the bottom of the list. And Drew didn't like that.
Brilliant. So good. Seth in this role is absolutely brilliant, because he's always kind of walked that line as a tweener. He's been a face for a little while, and obviously he's got the face association with being with Cody. But yeah, just leaning into that little heelish stuff. And Drew, obviously, he is a heel, but the fans want to see him beat Seth up and win that belt. So it's been a slow burn with this one. I've not paid much attention to it because of the obvious bloodline stuff and the Cody stuff that Seth's kind of involved with. But it's good that they're putting some spotlight on this, because this should be an absolute banger of a match.
Seth's been working live events in the last week since his clearance. So he should be 3 weeks from now as good to go as he can be, ready to put on that big WrestleMania match. You know, it's not going to be the main event, but it is on night two. It is going to be on the show following the show that all the world's eyes are on, kind of thing. And he's wanted that WrestleMania main event, that WrestleMania big match for years. We thought he was going to have it with CM Punk this year. That's fallen by the wayside. He's now, as you said, it's kind of been overshadowed by the Bloodline stuff and by the Rock stuff, but they've got 3 weeks now to pull it back in their direction. And hopefully Seth still being in that tag situation doesn't leave Drew too far on the outside looking in.
No, I don't think it does. I think Drew is in that position now where whatever he does is it's money on TV and it's money on social media. He is the best heel in the company, really, apart from The Rock, obviously, but full-time heel that will be there after WrestleMania. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he does as a heel champion.
I can't wait till he wins a belt at WrestleMania. Winning the championship in front of the crowd at WrestleMania.
Deserves it.
Up next, opening match of the evening, Becky Lynch beat Liv Morgan. Where did this come from? I love this. This was really good, I thought.
You just put two good women in the ring and just let them go, basically, can't you? I've never been a huge Liv Morgan fan. I thought her match at Clash of the Castle was a bit of a dud. And I think her title reign was a little bit of a dud as well. But she's come back and she's looking pretty good. And Becky's obviously Becky. She's one of the best women wrestlers in the world. So, yeah. Excellent.
Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis appeared in a pre-tape segment next to announce a six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 40. Teams will compete on Raw and SmackDown to qualify for the match. There'll be three teams from Raw and two from SmackDown. The winners of those matches go on to challenge Damian Priest and Finn Balor in the ladder match at probably night one, because they need a match on that card. So,
That should be
16 in
awesome,
the ladder
right?
match. Wow.
12 men. You've got Balor in there already, who's one of the best workers in the company. You put what? New Catch Republic, probably.
Yep.
Who else?
La Phantasmo in there. Del
Yes.
Phantasmo in there. So already you've got. I mean, what can Tyler Bate do in the ladder match at WrestleMania? Sweet
Yeah.
baby Jesus. My
I'd
God, I
put
can't
Pretty
wait to
Deadly
see
in there
them.
as well because I think they're really good. I think they deserve a Mania match
They're
because they've
out though because
been.
they lost New Catch Republic on
Oh, they
SmackDown.
did, didn't
So
they? Yeah.
it's a shame because they've fallen by the wayside. They look really, really good. And then all of a
Yeah.
sudden they just disappeared.
Yeah, maybe they come back later. You don't get. Waller and Theory, maybe? They're not doing much, are
Well, they're literally just taking turns putting Randy and KO over right now.
Just
So I
taking
don't know if you
RKOs
want
and
to put
stunners,
those.
aren't they?
I mean, I don't know what's been announced for Raw. Well, by the time you listen to this, it would have already happened. But I assume we're getting R-Truth and Miz probably end up in that
Oh
match
yeah, get them both in
because
there, definitely. Yeah,
that's the story with the Judgment Day. So.
that'll be good. But yeah, I mean, either 12 men. We said last week that this company is stacked full of talent. You can't not hit on a ladder match at WrestleMania. It's always exciting to put some belts on the line as well. Brilliant. Because Finn and Drew, not Drew, sorry, Finn and Damian are. They've kind of been sort of meh champions. They've just held the belts and not done a
Yeah.
great deal with them. Obviously, Judgment Day is a bigger story around it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Get them belts on, Dunham, Bate.
Oh, it'd be great if Bate,
Yeah.
oh, if Tyler Bate winning the championship at Mania. My
Stood on top of the
God.
ladders.
Okay. Cody Rhodes promo time now. How would he respond to slapping The Rock on SmackDown for a few days prior? This was, first off, it was a hell of a promo. It was a Cody promo. There's
Yeah.
not many, there's very few guys, I think, in the industry that can cut this kind of promo. And I think it's literally Cody. Actually, it might just be Cody. I
Probably
don't know if
alone,
there's many people
yeah.
that can cut this. It's a very specific, not many babyface go out there and cry and it not come across as hokey or corny or like, oh, it works for Cody. And maybe it's just the dusty thing. I don't know. But
Yeah.
only for me, that I can think off the top of my head, only Cody can cut this kind of promo and it works for him.
Yeah, we all laughed at the big show when he was crying every week on Raw. There's feeling and emotion behind why Cody's getting so emotionally charged with all this stuff. And like he said, don't mention the dog. You don't talk about our family, really. And yeah, I thought this is needed to happen. This is needed. You've needed this thing from Cody for a couple of weeks now because it's a little bit muddled with everything that's going on, I think. And like you said, I think last week, Roman needs to respond to this, I think. It's all been about The Rock at the minute. And Roman needs to have his sort of sit down with Michael Cole and do that interview because he's been sort of pushed to the shadows, pushed to the back seat while The Rock takes over. And he's been the biggest thing in wrestling for 3 years. This is his story. This is his story as much as it is Cody Rhodes' story. So I'm interested to see what happens off the back of this. Obviously, we had The Rock promo on SmackDown, but I want more and I want something from Roman about this.
Well, we'll get onto it when we get to SmackDown, but then next week they've got a segment coming up that I think hopefully will tick the boxes that we think need to be ticked.
Yeah.
And yeah, so but yeah, this was great. This gave us what does Cody want? Why is he doing this? Kind of just put The Rock aside. There's still a story to tell, and
Yeah.
Cody wants that, and it's
He wants the
it
title.
just yeah,
Like you
that's
always said,
it.
like what Austin said, what are you doing if you're not there to win the belt? Like, if you don't want to be champion, why are you in wrestling? And that's what Cody wants. He wants to win that title because of the thing it's his dad never won all that, but to be the champion of
Yep.
WWE after what he's been through previously. It is a fantastic story.
It better fucking end the right way. It really better end the right way. Right, backstage, Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan were attacked by Nia Jax. Jax put Lynch through a table, which looked like a merchandise table, which was
It's
backstage where merchandise wouldn't be sold.
yeah,
That's
who's buying
weird.
that?
Is
Explain
El
to each
Heb in the
other.
back? Like, what's going on? Like, weird. It was announced that next week or this coming week on Raw, or as you've already seen, most likely now, Nia versus Becky in it's no holds barred or some sort of gimmick match.
Yeah.
Last man's actually last woman standing, I think it is. So, I mean, do you have Becky finally slay the giant and beat Nia 3 weeks before Mania, or do you have Nia pick up the win, but then that muddies the Mania
Yeah, that's their number
Waters?
one challenger. It's weird that Rhea Ripley's not involved in any of this, really. She's the
No.
champion, just kind of watching Becky get put through, I guess, which makes
Because
sense.
Liv's still in the hunt, although she's now lost to Becky. Becky's obviously number one contender, but Nia kind of just lost to Rhea at Elimination Chamber, but she has beaten Becky before and she may well beat her again on Raw. So it's like this isn't going to a four-way
I'm
because
ho No, I'm
the
hoping it
match
doesn't.
is Rhea versus Becky. Like Backlash in Paris seems like a good spot for a four-way. That's
Definitely.
fine. And maybe this leads to Liv versus Nia at Mania because right now we have two women's matches on the card. There's no Bianca still announced. There's no Jade Cargo match announced. Charlotte's obviously injured. We need more women on the show. Liv
Definitely.
versus Nia seems like a good night one match to me.
Yeah, that'd get the crowd going as well. Because they don't like Nia Jax, and the crowd, live crowds love Liv Morgan. So it would pump the crowd up as well. So get that booked, and then, like I say, go to a four way in France.
Okay, up next, Jey Uso come out. Man's over. Jey Uso is
Isn't he
over. My
just?
God, he's over like money. If this was any other time where there wasn't the big story on top, I'd put the belt on this guy and see how it goes because he's huge, absolutely
Wild, isn't
huge.
it? Jey Uso.
Roman Reigns has done wonders. Like that's obviously it's not purely down to Roman. Jey's obviously has changed what he's had to, and he found Yeet, and Yeet fucking worked. But it's amazing how over he is. Just that change of atmosphere and change of scenario, moving from SmackDown to Raw and giving him his own identity, but still on the back of the Bloodline thing. And yeah, it's mental how over he is. It's crazy. He challenged Jimmy to a match at WrestleMania. I think it's incredible how they've gone from this long since Jimmy turned on Jay with almost no contact until they had that thing at Rumble, and now we're Mania. Like I remember when Jimmy turned him. Or however it all went down. It's like they can't drag this to Mania. It's like 6, 8 months away. They've done it.
They've
They've
done well.
fucking done it. But
Because,
then
like I
they
say,
make
they've.
Cody over than he was last year when we thought they can't make Cody go to the following Mania. And Cody's the biggest star and the biggest baby face in wrestling now. So maybe I'm
It's like
not
I say,
giving Paul
they've.
Levesque enough credit. I don't know.
They've had those little interactions here and there, which has just kind of kept that little candle burning. And it all comes to a head at WrestleMania. Brother versus brother. I've got a feeling this kicks off the show. I think this will be awesome
Oh,
to
that's a
start the
hell of an
show.
opener. That is a hell of an opener. I wonder this at Rumble. Do you think they put Jimmy and Jay 1 and 2 just to test the waters to see if the crowd would, and like not just the physical crowd, but the online crowd as well? Because let's be honest, you have to listen to the online crowd to an extent
They
because it's a
do.
major part now. Do you think they were seeing how that would be taken by the crowd before putting it out on the biggest stage at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think they were, because obviously they know Jey Uso's he's over, like you said, he's a massive star. It's Jimmy that I've always been a little bit unsure of because of his role that he plays on TV. But yeah, I think that was definitely a test, and the Rumble crowd were mad for it, so why not?
Okay, main event. It all built to this. Gauntlet match. The winner, you're a winner if you face Gunther, I don't know, but the winner faces Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship. It was Sami Zayn, Ricochet, JD McDonagh, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Chad Gable. Ricochet started against JD McDonagh. Ricochet won. Fine. It was defensive. Still don't understand why these two are in there, and there was no explanation for Jay not being there, but whatever, we'll let that one go. Bronson Reed came out and got rid of Ricochet. Sami Zayn came out then and he got rid of Bronson Reed and then beat Shinsuke Nakamura. And then we came to the big one of this. Sami versus Chad. When it got to this, who did you want to win?
Chad, 100%. I love
The story's
Sammy.
Chad. The story's Chad Gable.
Exactly.
The
Yeah, he
story is literally,
deserves.
forget Cody's story. Chad Gable's story is, I want that third match and I've got to beat you.
He deserves that title match at WrestleMania against Gunther because it will tear the house down in terms of wrestling. I love Sammy. Something for me, something is missing from Sammy. I don't get the same vibe from him like I did when he was in NXT. When he was in NXT, I don't know what it is, but he seemed like a megastar in that world. It just seems a bit not lost because obviously it's been in the biggest storyline of the past 2 years, but. I don't know. I don't get the same feeling about him. Whereas Chad Gable, they had the opportunity here to make an absolute megastar. And he's not going to go down the card. I think he will still get his chance, maybe against Sammy for the belt in Backlash. But yeah, I think it was ever slightly the wrong decision. And the company is making a lot of right ones at the minute.
Does it feel like Sammy When he lost the feud with Roman, which we knew he would, because obviously
Yeah.
he wasn't going to beat Roman at Chamber last year, did he lose not just the feud, but he actually lost, even though he had the tag win with Kevin Owens, and that match was a 5-star like classic
Yeah.
and all this lot, and it was, and it main evented and it was deservedly so, and it was great, brilliant. But then after that, it was like, okay, well, we've had the highest high of KO and Sammy winning the belts. Where'd you go from here? And you're like, oh, wait.
Exactly, yeah.
It's almost like they knew Mania was the time to switch it, and absolutely was. But at no point did they think of the next night, the next week, the next pay-per-view, the next pay-per-view after that. It was just like, right, what fuck, what
Yeah,
do we do with
let's
them
get
now?
that moment with
And
those
then
two.
KO went down injured, and they switched the belts to the Judgment Day. And then it's like, right, what does Sammy do now? Like, he's challenged for the
Yeah.
Universal Championship and he's lost. He come out and say, like, I want to be in the hunt for the World Championship, for Seth's World Championship. That very quickly went away. Like, CM Punk
Yeah.
got injured. Sammy still didn't get in there for that. Now
Yeah.
he's at the RC title. He wants to take on the monster, the mountain, the undefeatable Gunther. He wants to be a champion at WrestleMania. But to your point, what's different from Sammy a year ago coming off of the Chamber match? Like the Elimination Chamber match with Roman, where he lost but looked great in
Yeah.
defeat, and still being over to main event WrestleMania Night One to now a year later. What's changed other
Yeah,
than
it's
being
weird, isn't it?
associated with the Bloodline and in that mix? Now he's standing on his own. Is that it? Like, I don't know. And I love Sammy, like, same
Yeah,
as you. I
but
love Sammy,
yeah,
but does
he's
he need
fantastic.
that Kevin Owens as a rival or partner? Does he need that Bloodline, that Roman Reigns statue to bounce off of? Whereas, I don't
I
know.
think,
It's
yeah, when
I can't put my finger on it.
you look at his best stuff he's done on the main card, it's been personal stuff. It's been the story with Roman and Jay, and it's been the stuff with Kevin Owens. It's their personal feuds. This just feels like, I want to win a belt, and I want to, like, not necessarily beat Gunther, but I just want to be a champion at WrestleMania, which is a perfectly fine story. But for me, I think Sammy works best when he's got a real personal vendetta, or is trying to do something, like with the Bloodline. But like,
And
it's going
same
to be a
as,
5-star match, like you said. It's going to be
yeah,
incredible.
like you said with Cody, like, and as Steve Austin's words, if you don't want to be champion, you shouldn't be in the business, whether that's
Yeah.
world champion, IC champion, whatever, you're challenging for a belt. So yes, he wants to be a champion. That's exactly the attitude that a superstar should have, like a wrestler
Yeah.
should have. But there's something always more about personal feuds that draw you in more, because you get a desire. It's not just I want to take that belt, it's I want to take your belt. Like,
Yeah.
Cody wants to become the champion. He wants to, he said the story is no longer, when he before they had the whole like Rock's going to step in, Cody's not. It's like,
Yeah.
I want to not just take your championship, I want to take everything away from you, Roman
Yeah.
Reigns. That was Cody's story then, was to take Roman's world
Yeah.
away from him. Sammy wants the IC title. It doesn't feel like he wants Gunther's RC title. There's no
No.
personal, other
Anyone could be
than,
champion.
yeah, and but Chad had it. Like,
Chad's
it
got the
seems
thing.
like
Yeah,
a
that's the personal
really big
story.
mistake that doesn't
Yeah.
feel like it. And then maybe there's a twist. I don't know. Maybe there's more coming yet. Maybe, because you can't tell me that they haven't seen the response to this. Like, there was an
Yeah.
anger online directed towards creative that Chad didn't win.
You could make this a
And
three-way very
Sammy
easily, I
even
think.
commented, I think it was either Sammy or someone was doing an interview, and they said about Sami Zayn, and they said Sammy was genuinely like took aback and hurt that he had that hate online. It's like, we don't hate
Yeah.
you, but in that moment we do hate you
Yeah,
because
you're
we
not Jake
wanted
Gable.
Chad. Just
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Sammy was the fans' popular choice like a year and a half ago, and he was like, we want you.
Yeah.
He was now the Roman Reigns almost. It's like
He's Rey
Chad was the
Mysterio
one they
coming out of
wanted.
30 in a Rumble. We don't hate Rey, but you're not Daniel Bryan, so we're going to
Exactly.
boo
That's
you.
it. That is literally it. So we don't hate you. So we love you, Sammy, but you're not Chad Gable in this moment.
Yeah.
And right now, we want Chad. We don't want Sammy.
No.
So, I mean, there's a contract signing for the RC title match on Raw this week, or last night,
Okay.
whenever you listen to this. So maybe there's some jiggery-pokery
Make
and
it a
some asset, and
three-way.
Chad ends up there. I don't know. But the only problem with the three-way, it means Gunther may not have to get pinned. And he, I think I've said this on a previous show, if he's going to lose the belt, he has to be pinned. Like,
Yeah, I think that's a
because
good way of keeping him look super strong, though, because he can go
it
straight into
is.
Drew and say, "Look, I've never lost that title, but I want yours now."
But then you got Gunther's a heel, Drew's a heel. Well,
Yeah, I
but
don't
then
mind
Bash
heel
and
versus heel,
Berlin's
though.
coming up in what? Is it August?
Yeah,
Is it
it's
early
later in.
August before SummerSlam?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I mean,
he's
you've
gonna be a
got to
mega
run
face for
Gunther on
that.
top at Bash and Berlin, right? You
Yeah.
can't not run Gunther in the world title for the Germany show, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, heel
Like,
versus heel works better for me than face versus face because someone always becomes the face. Like
and I
the crowd
think if
pick a
you're in a heel
favorite.
versus heel and one of the heels is the hometown or home country person, they're a
Yeah.
face straight away. It's not heel versus heel.
Yeah,
You put
exactly. Yeah.
Gunther in Germany, he's a face.
Yeah.
He's David Hasselhoff, for fuck's sake, you know?
Yeah.
It's so heel versus heel's out the window because
Yeah.
it's Gunther. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe you do Chad versus Gunther at Backlash, but then does Gunther lose his belt at Backlash? You know, which I
Yeah,
know
that's
it's in
him.
Paris, it's a big show. But it's back. I don't know. It's I. If they do go ahead with a one-on-one, I would be inclined to keep the belt on Gunther and beat Sammy because it doesn't matter if Sammy loses because he can lose in defeat against a monster that no one
Yeah,
can beat. There's
exactly.
no shame
Yeah.
in it.
Everyone's lost to him.
But it's because the story's not Sammy, and it wouldn't feel. It'd be. It's a great match. It's gonna be a great match. We know it's gonna be a great
Yeah.
match. But there will be a tinge of like, oh, that's not the result we
What
should.
could have
The baby
been?
face didn't need to win that. It didn't. So
No.
yeah, but it's a really good gauntlet match. I thought really enjoyed the gauntlet match.
Yeah, they can be a bit
Sammy looked
hit and
really
miss
good.
sometimes.
Bronson, I would like to see him get a bit more of a shine. It'd be interesting to see what happens in post Mania, whether there's a spot in the upper mid card, like when things all start to dust settle and everything after the whole bloodline thing, or when Roman goes away if he does lose. Yeah, we can start getting a maybe a an influx of new main event talent in terms of
Yeah, what I'd
matches.
like is to see Reed against Breaker. I think they could put on some
Oh,
big, meaty men matches.
I think it was Bronson on Twitter. He put out a tweet basically along the lines of there's some guys who aren't booked for Mania. Let's have a big meaty man invitational thing. Yes.
Yes,
Can we
make
have all of the meat
it
slapping meat and can we have Biggie there
happen.
making an appearance?
That'd
Like,
be amazing.
please. Oh,
Yeah.
God, yes. Instead of having like the Andre Giant about more about a royal,
Yeah.
Biggie meat slapping be battle royal or whatever
Big
you want
lad
to call
battle.
it.
Yeah, big lad battle. Get them all
But
in there. Biggie is a special room guest enforcer, a referee or something.
I also hope Biggie comes back. For me, the longer he's away, the worse it feels like it is that,
Yeah.
you know, because it's been a long time now.
It has. Because it
It's been
was.
2 years now. Well, it's been 2 years since day one.
Yeah, it was day one,
And
wasn't
he
it?
lost the belt
Yeah.
at day one, didn't he? It wasn't long after that
Yeah.
he went down. So you're talking, it's been 2 years since he got injured. That's.
Serious injury. And
You
he,
think
from what
even
I've
the
heard,
bad.
he can come back, but.
Yeah, maybe they've been really, really careful. I don't know. Maybe they're being
Yeah,
super,
it's a
super,
neck
super
injury, isn't it?
careful.
You never know. But yeah, he'll make a return at some
And
point. Imagine night after Mania, New Day hits when out comes Big E. That'd be awesome.
straight back into the mid card.
Yeah.
Okay, on to SmackDown. Memphis, Tennessee. The promotion for this is based all around The Rock because The Rock returns home. How many fucking homes this man got? I mean, it's wherever he is, he's home in Miami, he's home in fucking LA, he's home in
Yeah,
Memphis.
I don't
Like,
remember this
I don't know. He did start there when he was Flex Cavana, and I
Oh,
suppose in
yeah.
that sense, but would you cast that as her? Oh, I don't know. Whatever. No Roman tonight. This was a not a Rock and Roman Bloodline thing. It was just a Rock show.
Just a rock thing, yeah.
He opened the show. That entrance with the lightning coming down and all that and the
So good,
massive
isn't it?
screen, it just. He's bigger than anyone else in the company right now. Like the presentation
Yeah.
is different level.
It's been spot on. I think since they leaned into this heel persona, it has been absolutely spot on. It was interesting with this crowd. I saw it reported in Bleacher Report, I think because they were cheering him and he was leaning into it. So he was being face Dwayne Johnson, but heel The Rock. And he
Yes.
flip-flopped between the two very, very easily. I thought this was fantastic though. This was superb. His little bit right at the end, you're welcome. The little nod to Moana, I thought was incredible.
Because that got a heel reaction, because that's where The
Yeah.
Rock was getting the boo. Because when he did that, it's like, oh, you evil son of a bitch. I
Yeah.
want Cody to kill you now. It's like, I was just
Yeah.
cheering along when you sung 10 minutes ago. Now I want to pow. Like,
Yeah.
as you said, he was face Dwayne, but heel Rock, and
Yeah.
he
Brilliant.
straddled that line. The heel entrance theme, Hollywood Rock theme is back.
Oh, it's so
What a
good.
switch. Perfect.
Yes.
Just
Yeah.
it sometimes it's a little thing, but just that change in presentation, like with that slow beat that worked back in 2003, you know,
Yeah.
and it works now. It's just perfect. We got a
He's
rock concert
bigger
and
than wrestling, isn't he? He could run for president and genuinely win. Like he is that sort of that's level of fame. It is ridiculous that he was just, it was Rocky Maivia and now he's this. It does blow my mind ever so slightly, but yeah, he as much as I want him to lose because he was such an arrogant asshole as a heel wrestler, he's just superb, just so superb.
This may not have been what they wanted a month ago or whatever, but they've had to pivot. And as far as Rock's concerned, and it's most likely because you have to imagine it's not all on him. He's obviously he's working with Levesque and Bobby Heenan and
Works as
Roman
well.
and Brian Gewirtz and all that lot, and it's all a joint effort kind of thing. Also, Rock's social media promos are getting some attention. Obviously, he's saying stuff that he can't say on TV, so he's using social media to his advantage in that sense. What do you think of his social media
I think
promos
they're superb as
thus
well
far?
because it's opening that whole other world as well because there's people that will follow The Rock but won't watch wrestling. It's bringing eyes into WrestleMania, this is. And you don't need to bring eyes into what is the biggest show of the year every year in any wrestling company. But he is just bringing in so many more people and so many more dollars and everything. And yeah, it's good. We're sort of straddling the line between the PG era and being a bit more sort of sweary. We're not AEW. We don't go on TV and F this and S that. But social media. And also, he's the boss. He can do what he
Right,
wants,
yeah, exactly.
which he plays into, which is
I did
great.
see a report that there is a bit of, not say heat, but there is some feeling that the rest of the roster are told on social media stuff you adhere to PG, but The Rock doesn't, and on TV. But to your point, he's on the board. Like he's on the board.
As
And
he's
also, I
told
did
us, he's the
see,
Japanese boss.
I think it was Meltzer or someone like that anyway. So I saw today that The Rock's promos he's cutting on TV are scripted purely because they send, especially for SmackDown, where they send the scripts to Fox, because that way then Fox can censor and know when to censor. So when they've been censoring them on live TV, it's been on the butt. It's not been like late because they know it's coming. So when
They
The
cut
Rock
to
is
Blacklist
scripting
Week,
his
didn't they? Because the
stuff,
lady had flashed him in the ground.
But no, it's been amazing. The fact they've pivoted it to away from what Rock originally wanted. And he's embraced this, and it does
Fair
make you
play to
think
him and fair
what,
play to them.
well, yeah, what would we be getting right now if they hadn't have got the reaction to Rock stepping in? Because right now we'd be getting like pure babyface Rock against heel Roman. Like we wouldn't get in any of this.
It wouldn't have been as good, definitely not. What would Cody be doing? Challenging
Seth,
Seth.
he would literally be challenging. He would be crying over giving a belt that was created a year ago to his mama. Like that's. It's so weird to think. Literally, all it took was an online community who wrestling for year or WWE for years of sort of Vince, we say for years. No, they don't mean anything. They don't count. They're a small percentage. That small percentage changed the course of WrestleMania against the wishes of, let's call him now, the most powerful man in the industry. Because he is. Like, he is. Like, Vince McMahon
Absolutely.
used to be. And you have to say Dwayne Johnson probably is the most powerful man in wrestling now because he can
What a
do what he
world we're
wants.
living
He
in, Andrew.
literally, he's like, you go back to, you sound about Rocky Maivia, go back to SummerSlam 98. SummerSlam 98, Rock versus Triple H in a ladder match in MSG. It was almost like, right, they're the upper mid card guys. They're the top two for the future. They're going to push the Steve Austin, the Undertakers, the Kanes. They're the guys that we're going to look to for the future. We're 4 years away from being, what's that, 20 years on from that. No, 30, I can't count.
30,
30 years on from that, Paul Levesque is one of the top three most powerful people in WWE. Dwayne Johnson's the most powerful man in wrestling. He's on the board of the company that owns UFC and WWE. He's the most bankable, known
Movie
paid actor in
stars.
Hollywood. He may be president one day. What the
It's
fuck world are we living in
wild,
that that's
isn't it?
happening? I don't get it. I just
That's
very weird.
absolutely mental.
Okay, let's move on. So first ladder match or first qualifier match for the six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania. It's Legado del Fantasma against the LWO. I don't know why the LWO are a thing other than
No.
Ray to wear a shirt and sell merch because like
That's
they're
entirely it. You've hit the
fine,
nail on the
but
head there.
Thing is, they weren't even the WWE thing. It was like a
No.
few week cruiserweight thing because Eddie moaned to Bischoff and he was like, oh,
Yeah.
fuck it, to put the cruiserweights in NWO ripoff shirts. And it's a thing now, and they're not very good. Like they lose all
No.
the time. And
Legado
they
were
lost
great.
here.
Yeah. Legado were
Legado, oh yeah.
fantastic as well.
They were great in NXT. They've
Yeah.
kind of been lost in the shuffle, but they're getting more of a stable presence on SmackDown now. And they're going to be in the ladder match at WrestleMania. And I'm all for it.
Humberto's gone from being Humberto Carrillo to just Humberto, and he was just called Berto this week as well. So his name's getting shorter and shorter by the month.
It's just O. It'll be a two, two, O, and that'd be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up next, LA Knight came out and challenged AJ Styles to a match at WrestleMania. AJ came out from our hit him with a chair and accepted.
Nice. Good job, AJ.
It was fine. AJ's heel character still seems a bit lacking for me. It needs some promo. It needs some because he sounds the same, but he
He's
doesn't
always a
sound.
face, isn't he? He's always a
He's a
face,
face.
AJ.
Like he looks like a he's fucking he's jacked up. He's
Yeah,
done
he
so well since
is.
he's been out, but he's missing that. I think he's an underrated promo. I think he can talk a lot better than people think he can. But he
Yeah.
needs to be over the next few weeks now. He needs to really pull us in to say, this is why you have to hate me. This is why I'm doing this to your hero, to your boy LA Knight. This is what we
Yeah.
need to see. But the match should be good. That actually this could rival the Usos for opening Mania.
Yeah,
Or at
AJ.
least opening one of the nights. I don't know.
Yeah, LA Knight, as much as I don't like his character, is a good in-ring wrestler, and AJ Styles is one of the greatest of all time. So, like, he would get a fantastic match out of anyone. This is going to be a good match. I like you say, AJ needs to get on the mic and really lean into that heel character. But I'm glad they've moved him away from the Good Brothers and Minchin and all that sort of stuff. Just be heel AJ, lone wolf guy. Works better.
Up next, Jimmy accepted Jey Uso challenge for WrestleMania, so we now have brother versus brother. There's also an interesting stat that you found as well that you tell me off air. Brother
Yeah.
Mania, they seem to be a bit of a pattern to
Every
use.
15 years or so. Yeah. So starting with Brett versus Owen at WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania 25, which a match that we totally forgot about. The Hardy Boys had a match, an Extreme Rules match as well at WrestleMania 25. And then now WrestleMania 40, Jimmy versus Jay. Brother
Could
versus
be any
brother.
other brother matches.
Obviously,
Not
Kane
just
versus The
WrestleMania,
Undertaker.
obviously. Fuck's sake.
Thank you very much. I'm going to.
Me all week, try the fish. I mean, brother-in-law, Brett versus Bulldog,
Yeah,
I
Brett Bulldog.
guess.
Yeah, I can't think of any more, to be
Brother,
honest.
but there have there been many brother combos, though? I mean, we didn't
No,
actually get Bray versus Bo, did we?
my brain's telling me it's the Beverly Brothers, but I won't. The Bushwhackers, were they brothers?
No.
Just two weirdos.
Yeah, and they never fought, did they?
No, I think, yeah, I don't think there has been really. Yeah, Bray and Bo never actually had a match, so yeah.
If we're wrong, tell us, inform
Yeah,
us. But I can't think of
definitely.
many other like brother matches that we had.
No.
Edge and Christian doesn't count, obviously,
No, Kurt's
because they
brother was always on his side when he came on the from the
Edge and
ring as
Christian
well.
stopped being brothers about
Exactly.
2000 and whatever it was. So
Suddenly
yeah,
became friends. Weird.
weird. Yeah. Okay, up next, we had the latest combination of Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Grayson Waller, and Austin Theory. Orton
fuck
beat
was
Grayson
this?
Waller. It's what is going on?
What?
What's going on? Okay, post-match. There's two camps to this. You either loved it or it's the dumbest shit you've seen in ages. So, Kevin Owens hits a stunner on Austin Theory. And as he took the move, what clearly was supposed to look like it happened was as he took the
Yeah.
move, instead of like doing his big like Scott Hall exaggerated sell drop where
Yeah.
he goes back, he'd jump up into the RKO. The problem with that is if you miss it by half a second,
Yeah.
what happens is what looked like here is you take the stunner, you then have to wait a moment and then jump into the RKO.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was a really good idea, but yeah, execution was ever so slightly off. It just reminded me of, have you seen that gif going around recently of the guy in AEW gets hit with a finishing move, jumps up off the floor and runs over the back. He gets hit with a
That was
Famasser, actually,
that,
doesn't
yes. I must have watched that GIF about 14 times consecutively because I was like,
How does, yeah, from a
how has that
Famasser.
happened? Like that, no.
Gets up, runs over to the ropes and flows over the top rope. Yeah, fantastic.
Awful.
Brilliant selling. Shawn Michaels would be proud.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was just ever so slightly off. It would have worked otherwise, but again, the exaggerated selling of the star. It's a bit much, theory.
After the match, Nick Aldis came out and announced that Logan Paul would defend the US Championship against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
That'd be good. Who's turning?
Given how good Orton's been since he came back, and given how good Owens is generally, and given how annoying as it is, Logan Paul is fucking otherworldly. This could be an app. Well, this I think is going to be an absolute banger.
We're going to see the best RKO ever, I think, at this point. I think Logan Paul's going to go for like a Matt Riddle-esque shooting star press and get caught from by Randy into an RKO, something like that. My favorite one ever is the one from with Seth, the stomp
Oh
reversal
God, the Mania,
into the
Mania 31.
RKO.
That's the
That was
one.
amazing. But yeah, this is just going to be fantastic. Like you say, Logan Paul is annoyingly good at wrestling, but it looks like he's really working as well. Like he's trying to get better all the time. He's not just a celebrity guy that's come in and thought, "I'm just Logan Paul. I can just cruise through this." He's put work and effort into this. And like I say, Randy is the wily old veteran who is still as good as he ever was. And Owens is just always great. Like his character is just inch perfect. So this could steal the show, I think. And it's not even sort of a shock to say that.
There's a lot of match. We'll go through the WrestleMania card in a minute, and there is a lot of matches that could steal the show. It's going to be a challenge to even think of what match is going to steal the show. Gen
Imagine
because
having the
it's
worst
this.
match on the show in this card.
Oh God, Jesus. Okay, up next qualifier for the six-pack ladder match. It was New Catch Republic against Pretty Deadly. We did say earlier in the show Pretty Deadly did lose, so Bate and Dunn are off to WrestleMania.
Get them belts. We'll see that
I
belt
still
hanging
can't
out
believe
of
Tyler Bate
Dunn's
is going to be
mouth.
at WrestleMania. That is, it's long overdue. We've been saying for years on this show, but the fact that he is now going to WrestleMania in a ladder match, like at the biggest WrestleMania of all time, it's,
I just want to see Pete Dunne to the top of the ladder with a tag team title belt hanging out of his mouth. I think it's going to be
that's all I need. That's
amazing.
all I need. I also want a really good New Catch Republic shirt because then I will be buying it. So,
Yes, absolutely.
okay, up next, it was announced that next week on SmackDown, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns will go face to face. The Rock's not announced for next week because he's done 3 weeks in a row, bless him. He needs a break. He
He
needs a
does.
break. He needs
Knackered.
some mana. He needs some ZOA. He needs some of the new skincare stuff that he's now developed as well, because why not,
Fingers
obviously.
in all the pies.
Smear Rock all over your face. Roman and Cody on SmackDown. This is needed. We said about Cody earlier. This is now Roman's time and his chance to, like, forget about him, forget about The Rock. I'm Roman Reigns. I'm the tribal chief. I've owned this for 3 years,
You
nearly
need to
4 years.
worry
This
about
is his
me.
fourth WrestleMania as champion, I think it is now. This is where he needs to remind people that him and Cody is the match. This is the story.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a proper good Roman Reigns heel promo. I don't even need Heyman to do the talking. I need Roman to do the talking. I need him to make sure that Cody knows that he is the problem here. He needs to be the one that wrote Cody's got to get through, and no one's got through him in, like,
I
say, 3 years.
also think that the fact that they're going with this now, and after this will be two shows away, two Raws, two SmackDowns away from Mania, I'm convinced we're getting Cody and The Rock promo on Raw. We're getting that, and I think that's a go home. I
Yeah, I feel
think
like
you,
Seth's done with this now. Seth's withdrew for the
like
next couple of weeks because he needs to
Seth.
be.
Exactly, but I just think you have to have Cody and The Rock. Like that's the selling point of night one. It's those two. Like Rock says it. Like Seth's only there as, "Are you annoying clown emoji buddy?" The story's Cody. Like The Rock's anger is at Cody. You took a one. I wanted the family, the bloodline match at Mania. You took that away from me. He's targeting his mama and his dog, and I'm sure Brandy will get a fucking shout out at some point as well. Like
She's got
we
up
need
here,
Cody
right?
and. Yeah, it's surely his entrance. Like, it's. I did see, who was it? I think it was one of the, like, retired wrestlers on a podcast or something. And they said, if there's ever a time for AEW and WWE to work together, it is now to get Dustin Rhodes on the bill to Mania.
Yeah, Dustin needs to be there. I've also seen reports that they're going to lean in very heavily to the Philadelphia Rocky
Rocky
angle
underdog.
for Cody
Cody's
Rhodes as
winning,
well.
right? Like, Cody has to win this, right? Like,
He does, but there's that little bit in there, just like there. I was thinking,
after last year,
I can see Roman
after
stood there
last
like
year, because I was convinced last year that was the
that.
story, and the fact they've dragged it, as said, they've got a year, and if Cody's even more over, it's insane. But there's that little thing. It's like, hey, Roman's on your shoulder, like, oh, I'm gonna win it.
The
I'm gonna win
Hogan
again.
record is tantalisingly close, isn't
They can't though. Not SummerSlam. It'd be
it?
after SummerSlam, actually. So he
It
probably even
would,
have a
yeah.
lose at SummerSlam because the
No.
record will be after SummerSlam.
It'd be Survivor Series, that's probably, but
But Cody and Roman, that should be something. That should
yeah, I
be
can't wait for that face to face.
yeah. Okay, main event. Bayley took on Dakota Kai with damage control at ringside. Bayley won by DQ when damage control got involved inevitably. Naomi ran out for the save. We did speculate last week Naomi would probably be the
Yeah,
one
we
that would
called
run
this,
to
didn't
Bayley's aid. They were beaten down.
we? Good. I like
This has cooled off since the Rumble and Bayley winning, and the Dakota swerve turn kind of
that.
like the crowd bought into this match and they're buying into Bayley's babyface and damage control's heels. But my fear is where there's so much stuff going on right now on both shows,
Yeah.
match should go like you said. Rhea has not been anywhere to do a Becky apart from that first
No.
promo, like because
Yeah.
Becky's been busy with Liv and now Nia. That match is kind of suffering. Even though Bayley's in with damage control and they're fighting, it still feels a little bit off, but this should feel like this should be huge. And it
There's not
doesn't
enough of
quite
it
feel that yet.
involving Io. It's all around Dakota Kai and her, what she's, where she's allegiances are. Like it, and now Naomi's involved. It needs to be more focused on Bayley versus Io. So like they need to get towards that in the next 2 weeks.
But tell us the story that Bayley created damage control and now she wants to take the belt, which in turn will rip them apart. She wants to
Yeah,
break what she's
to
slightly,
destroy our
Luke, I want
creation.
to kill my creation, you know? And
Yeah.
that's what she wants to almost do. So it's, yeah, it's, but like I say, I've got a few more weeks yet to build this. My
I'm
concern is with
hopeful.
so much stuff happening, someone's going to get lost in the shuffle a little bit. And I
Yeah.
don't want it to be this because Bayley winning the Rumble was huge.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
And
I
they have
rewatched
a
that the other
real
night. It's
chance to
superb.
make Bayley something special as a babyface here, and I hope they don't blow it.
No, I really hope they don't.
Okay, right. WrestleMania card then, as we are. So that's SmackDown in the books, Raw in the books. We're 2 weeks away from Mania on both shows. I think it is now. 2, 3 weeks. So Mania. We still don't know too much regarding matches and when they're going to be. We know a few matches, obviously. Main event, night two. Undisputed
Yes.
WWE Universal Championship. Roman Reigns defends against Cody Rhodes. How that match will go is going to be determined by night one, of course, which we'll
Yes.
see. Cody and Seth taking on The Rock and Roman Reigns. That is an insane sentence to say. The biggest tag team match of all time
Yeah.
is going to main event night one. We know the steps by now. If Cody and Seth win, there's no bloodline at night two. If Rock and Roman win, it's bloodline rules, anything goes. Attitude Era Brawl incoming,
Yeah.
biggest babyface fucking ending you've ever seen in your life. World Heavyweight Championship, we're finally there after so many twists and turns. Seth versus Drew, give me that Drew title win in front of fans, please. My
Yeah,
God.
absolutely.
We talked about the World Women's Championship. You may forget it's even happened, but Rhea Ripley's taking on Becky Lynch. That needs to start circling back around to that very soon. I think
Does.
after Raw and the Becky Nia thing, we can get back on track with that.
Yeah.
Same as Io Sky and Bayley. We need to get back to those two. That's the feud. That's the match. So let's give us more focus on that.
Yeah.
We talked about the RC Championship. Gunther takes on Sami Zayn. Get Chad in there somewhere. Get Chad Gable in there. That's the story.
Please, please.
US Championship, as we said, was already now confirmed. Logan Paul defends against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. This apparently is night two. I think Logan said on his
Okay.
show this is going to be a night two, which makes sense because it's. I still think I said I think last week's show have a massive totals
Night
matches
two
only
is
on
Night
night
of
two.
Champions.
This is going to
Yeah.
be yeah a proper night of champions. Six pack ladder match for the undisputed tag team championships. We know so far that Finn Balor and Damian Priest will defend against Legado del Fantasma and New Catch Republic. There's three more teams to be determined over the next few weeks. LA Knight versus AJ Styles is now official, as is Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. How do you pick a match of the night out of that? How do you pick the sleeper match? How do you pick the surprise package? How do you pick that's going to be the worst match? Every match is a banger.
Yeah, it really is. There's no down matches there. Like you say, even the ones that haven't got a great deal of focus, like the women's title, both women's title matches, they're still on paper absolutely incredible matches. I'm really looking forward to watching.
Okay, also at Mania Weekend, of course, we have the Hall of Fame 2024. So already announced, we know Paul Heyman's going in, Bull Nakano's going in, the US Express is going in, Muhammad Ali is going in, as is now Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yeah, who's this?
So he is a black wrestler from the 60s and 70s. Actually
Right.
did a lot in regards to trying to fight racism in
Okay.
wrestling and also tried to unionize as well. So did that way before Jesse Ventura tried to get hold of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, he actually found himself blacklisted by the NWA at one point because he was trying to create a union amongst wrestlers. He did a lot, well, tried to do a lot for race and equality and everything. So where we're now in this world of we don't just induct WWE guys, it's
Yeah.
good that people like this are getting their moment. So yeah, it
Yeah.
also appears to still keep the checklist of Hall of Fame where we always have a female, a black wrestler go in.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, that's the class so far. It looks like hasn't been officially announced, but is hugely expected. Leah Maivia is going in, and The Rock will be inducting her, to no surprise.
Okay.
It's looking like no Bray Wyatt this year.
No, which is a shame, but that's already, and you've got someone like Heyman, he's massively packed, so leave for next year.
Bray has, well, I say Bray's got, there's a documentary that's coming out that was announced, it
Yeah.
was unveiled today. A documentary that's recently finished filming regarding Bray Wyatt with loads of behind the scenes, never before seen footage. The Undertaker's narrating it.
Yeah, narrated by Taker.
I cannot wait to see it, but on the other hand, I'm dreading watching it because I'm going to just break down. I know I am. I
Yeah.
can guarantee for a fact I'm going to break down watching that.
Yeah.
It's still insane to me. We said a couple of weeks ago, it's insane to me that Bray Wyatt is not here on this build to WrestleMania. And yeah.
It's crazy. I'm gonna struggle to watch that, I think, definitely.
Okay, let's before we get on to our WrestleMania feature, we tried to avoid talking about this too much on the shows, but we
Yeah.
have to delve back into it briefly. So the sexual assault lawsuit has brought up some more names now. So Front Office Sports last week published a story which revealed that the four corporate officers that were named as such in the Janelle Grant lawsuit were, and this caught me off guard. I didn't expect these names to come out, or a couple anyway.
No.
So corporate officer number one was none other than president of WWE, Nick Khan. Officer number two was the COO, Nick Bloom. Corporate officer number three, hold on to your hats, was one Stephanie McMahon. And the former head of legal, Brian Nurse, was corporate officer number four. Now, we do want to say, cannot make it any clearer, none of these four have been accused of any sexual assault. That there's no charges, there's no accusations thrown against them in regards to the actions. Obviously, so far it's all been accused that it's Vince McMahon that carried out the heinous acts, and John Laurinaitis. Obviously, John Laurinaitis has tried to put himself as the victim while also seemingly corroborating Janelle Grant's allegations. Brock Lesnar, despite some reports over the last few days or last week, is still no check. There's nothing going on. It's all legal mire and all sorts, and he's completely out of things. Khan and Bloom have been accused of contributing to covering up the alleged exploitation of Grant. The lawsuit alleges that when Grant was introduced to Khan, he replied by telling her, "I know exactly who you are," which has suggested that it would be unusual that Khan would know who she is if he wasn't aware of the exploitation and how she was in that position of getting that job. Bloom, meanwhile, was responsible for setting up the employment for Janelle Grant, and did later move her to talent relations department, where she was under, poor choice of words, John Laurinaitis, as well as a salary increase of $200,000 a year. The suit is also now implying that Stephanie McMahon may have been aware of other instances of Vince McMahon engaging in inappropriate sexual activity. One particular meeting, Stephanie was alleged to have motioned for Grant to sit next to her. I'm guessing away from Vince or away from the alleged perpetrators. And again, I think that brings up a question of, well, why would she do that unless she knew that someone had a penchant or a history for doing things? So yeah, it's a lot
It's
of
just
people
very
are,
murky, isn't it? It's really
yeah. A lot of people are saying that this is a vindication of Paul Levesque, and yet he didn't know anything and he's innocent and you should apologize. I'm sorry.
His
You
wife knows.
cannot tell me that someone who has been involved at the highest level of that company since, and we know this, 98, 99, when he was sitting on production meetings and he gained all that power over the years. So we're talking 20, 30 years now almost. He can't have known that Vince was into stuff. If Stephanie knew, come on. Like, we're both married. Married couples talk. Like, you don't keep that kind of secret from your partner. You don't keep secrets anyway, but not that kind of secret, like Vince McMahon and his stuff. No way.
Obviously, until we know for sure, it's all speculation regarding Triple H. But yeah, it's not good news for Nick Khan, who's kind of been the golden boy since he came in. Like you say, him saying, "I know exactly who you are," is really damning, I think. It's just gross.
There
It's just
was a
gross.
statement released to Front Office Sports in response to this where they said that WWE takes Ms. Grant's allegations very seriously and there's no tolerance for any physical abuse or unwanted physical contact. Neither Nick Khan nor Brad Bloom, prior to the lawsuit being filed on January 25th, 2024, were aware of any allegation by Ms. Grant that she was the victim of abuse or unwanted physical contact, nor does the complaint allege that either had knowledge of such. So that is true. The lawsuit doesn't say they knew, but it does suggest that there was something known or believed or something. That's, yeah, it's.
It's just gross. Let's move on to something much happier.
Let's do that. Okay, right. So carrying on with our feature of looking at WrestleMania main events and big babyface endings at the decade of WrestleManias. So last week we looked at Bret Hart vs Yokozuna, of course. This year or this week, we're looking at WrestleMania 20. Now, we're not going to do the actual main event because
Which
while it
was
was,
Undertaker versus Kane, I think,
it what
and
well,
the
yeah, I
champs
think it was Stevie
ended.
Richards against Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
That's it.
I think is
And
what it
then
actually was, yeah.
Eddie came out to celebrate on his own with confetti, and yeah,
Exactly, yeah.
cool ending.
So we've gone with the championship the match for WWE Championship. It was Eddie Guerrero defending against Kurt Angle. So a bit of background before we get into this. Eddie, of course, famously. Legendary, memorably, of course, beat Brock Lesnar at No Way Out the month before to win the championship. Still one of my favorite matches of all time. Eddie winning the championship.
It's
Even
on my
now,
birthday.
I will watch that match. It still tugs at my heartstrings watching Eddie win that
So
belt.
good. The
It's just.
commentary makes it so good. Like when they get that right, it's incredible. And yeah, it was just a perfect way for Eddie to win the belt as well. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Earlier that night at No Way Out, Kurt Angle won the triple threat match with John Cena and the Big Show to become number one contender. So that led us to this MSG, Madison Square Garden, WrestleMania 20, Eddie versus Kurt. We both watched it this week. Ross, why don't you take this one? Walk us through the match. This was 21 minutes of just greatness.
What I always forget is just how fucking good both of these guys were, but Kurt Angle, he never claimed to be the best in the world, but he was miles and miles ahead of everyone else in wrestling. He was just so good. But Eddie Guerrero, man, the stuff that he would go through to get to this point in his career. It must have been so special for him to win that match at this WrestleMania, like the anniversary of WrestleMania.
Not our anniversary's work, for fuck's sake.
And obviously for what happened in the main event, like for his best mate to win a belt as well, it always holds a place in my heart. It's a fantastic match, and the way Eddie wins by the little bits of cheating. It's not cheating, is it? It's just clever tactics. Undoing the boot just a little bit. So I went in then drawing Kurt back in to finish him off with the ankle lock. And then just to win with a small package roll up. It's just perfect. But yeah, it's 21 minutes of just perfect WrestleMania wrestling. It didn't need to be a wrestling clinic. It was WrestleMania wrestling, which is just about making it as big and as incredible as you possibly can. And these two boys just hit it out of the park.
It when you watch things like this, one obviously it makes you always think it's a shame Eddie went when he did, and what could he have done not necessarily today, because you think he died in 2005. So this is what, we're 19 years off from that. Would Eddie be wrestling now? Probably not.
No.
You know,
It'd be around the business, I reckon, but
yeah, of course, he'd always be in the business. He'd be
yeah.
a trainer or whatever. He'd be in a semi-retired. Maybe he'd be doing like
Yes.
once a year shots. I
He'd
don't
be in
know.
NXT
But
with Shawn Michaels.
yeah. But it makes you then think on the Kurt side. If Kurt Angle didn't leave the company in 2006, obviously he had a lot of issues going on. It's all well documented. But
Yeah.
if Kurt wasn't on that slippery slope and he wasn't on that road and that route in his life at that time, and he didn't go to TNA, and even though he did great stuff, often
Yeah.
heavily medicated at
Oh.
TNA,
Yeah.
but yeah, but his legacy feels like it's always tainted, and not just because of
It
the he
does.
lost to Baron Corbin at WrestleMania and that he had that
Yeah, whatever.
the comeback and the stuff in the
Jason
Shield and all
Jordan
that lot.
stuff.
But yeah, but if you just look at Kurt here, it's incredible. And what's even more shocking is when this match took place, he
Yeah.
was only about 4 years into his wrestling career at that point.
Mad. How is someone that good that quickly? It's just insane that he is that good. Like obviously he's got the background of Olympic wrestling, but that is completely
Oh
different to
yeah, but
this.
how many
It's a
Olympic
world apart.
wrestlers have gone into professional? But look at Gable Steveson.
Exactly.
He looked
Yeah.
awful in
Yeah.
NXT.
He looked
He's an
terrible.
amateur wrestler. He's an amateur champion. You know, like
Yeah. He's the next Kurt
it's.
Angle and all apparently, but no, he's
There
not.
you go.
He's never gonna get close to that. But yeah, Kurt is just so good. But Eddie as well, like this is a year before he died. And
Yeah.
it's crazy.
You think 18 months from this match, Eddie's
It's
gone.
so sad. It's always so sad to think about that. But like he's come back into the company and the stuff he did with Chavo and teaming with Benoit and then just getting himself into that title picture. His feuds after this were not great, but then he didn't have a great deal of people to work with. JBL obviously was the main one, and he struggled with holding the belt, didn't he? He didn't. It was a lot of pressure, I guess, at that time. But yeah, just to get himself into that position is testament to what a great wrestler he is and how much he changed his life around from where the road he was heading on before this. But yeah, one of the all-time best WrestleMania matches ever.
Absolutely. Go out your way to watch this.
Yeah.
Absolutely go out your way to watch it. It's incredible. Next week we will finish off our WrestleMania feature. And I wonder for next week. Obviously, next week the match is the main event of WrestleMania 30. It's a triple threat match. It's Randy Orton defending against Batista and Daniel Bryan. But obviously, earlier in the night, not this, he had to win to get into the match, didn't he? Right,
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan fought Triple H. Now, I kind of want to watch both of those because
Yeah, so do I.
I remember Triple H and Daniel Bryan being a low key great, great match.
Yeah.
And it
Triple H
kicked
put in
off
a lot of
Mania. An
work.
opening match
Yeah.
is always good. And I kind of want to do like the double header
Yeah.
for
I'm fine with
both of
that.
that for next week because
Yeah.
that was a special couple of matches.
Yeah, it was,
And
yeah.
obviously the whole Daniel Bryan thing. And we're seeing it to an extent with Cody as well and stuff. And yeah, the fans wanted what they wanted and they were going to get what they wanted. And it took a
Think the
lot of
actual
twists and
match with
turns
Hunter
and
is
bumps,
better
but
than the triple threat match, I'll be honest, in terms of actual wrestling.
yes.
Obviously, the
It also
moment
makes
is incredible.
you think if they had been stubborn and they hadn't put Daniel Bryan in that main event,
God, it would have
Orton and
shit the
Batista
bed.
would have
It would have
stunk the
ruined
place
it.
out.
Yeah, it would have been dreadful.
Because Batista's return was awful, but when he
Yeah.
came back at Rumble and he did the Alberto Del Rio stuff,
And everyone
it wasn't
hated
over. The fans didn't
him.
buy it at all.
No.
Well, look at we remember the Rumble. That was the famous Rumble, wasn't
Yeah.
it? Where Roman Reigns was the baby face of all because
Oh
he
my
almost
God.
took out Batista. And
Yeah.
yeah, that was the most surreal Royal Rumble we've ever seen at that point.
Yeah. I remember
And
watching this with Dave and just we were both just in total shock when Ray came out at 30 and thought, what? Like, what? Where's Daniel? How have they fucked this so badly? That Daniel Bryan's not in this rumble.
it actually made me think, not that match, but something similar made me think of a feature that I'd like to do 1 week, is
Yeah.
where we look at WrestleMania matches that never were, or Mania matches that should
Okay,
have
yeah.
taken place but didn't, and what would have happened if that match had have happened. So it's essentially it's fantasy booking, but it's fantasy booking with what was going to happen, and then for whatever reason, changed it. So, for example, if like this year we get Rock versus Roman, how would that look? If we had have got, for example, Orton versus Batista, that was going to be a match, and not necessarily a main event, but just matches that before CM Punk walked out back in 2014, he was going to face Triple H at Mania. How would that have gone? Stuff like that. WrestleMania 2000, the Fatal 4-Way, Man of course, Jericho was in that as their Big Show originally. How would that have looked with Chris Jericho in that
Would be
position?
much better, that's for sure.
So yes, I want to do a bit of it's going to, I want to take some time to research it because there's a
It's good
lot to
idea, that.
unpack of that, but to
Yeah,
look
definitely.
into fancy booking of what would have happened, like Brett versus Hogan at SummerSlam 93. How would that have gone down if Hogan, if that didn't work for me, brother, and if that had happened, So yeah, that's something I want to look into at some point. And how would the course of wrestling have changed if plans had stuck?
And of course, on our go home show, we are going to look at the main event of WrestleMania 1, aren't we, Andrew Hogan and Mr. T? This is
Fuck, I hate
one.
you
Oh, we
sometimes.
fuck. That's
Jesus
dreadful.
Christ. I've been listening to the Attitude Era Patreon podcast. They're covering
The Hogan
covering
book.
Hulk Hogan's autobiography, the first one. They're on part two released this week. Go and
What
listen
a
to that show, also
fucking
amazing.
idiot. Man lives in the
But
fantasy world, doesn't he?
my God, some of the stuff that Hogan puts in that book that he truly believes. It's
Yeah, that's the
yeah,
problem.
my
He believes
God.
this.
But yeah, I mean, we'll get next week out of the way, and then yeah, who knows what we'll do. But then we may not have time because there'll be so much stuff from Raw on SmackDown. I mean, next week I'm looking forward to Cody and Roman on SmackDown. That is going to be hopefully something really special.
Yeah, it will
And I
be.
still believe it. I still believe we're getting Cody versus Rock as in a promo battle. And I think the go home show is the one you do it on because
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
you need to have it on Raw. I think you need to have Rock go to Cody's show and you do it there. So we'll see. But yeah, that's been another week of WWE, and we're one step closer to WrestleMania. It's looking like it's going to be special. Like genuinely, all of these people that are wrestling on these show on these two nights are currently doing some of the best work they've been doing for years, if not ever. And because of that, it's genuinely looking it's going to be like a top tier. We're talking like an all-timer WrestleMania here potentially.
Well, I mentioned last week we should rank the WrestleManias. I think we should do a special show because, especially with 40, it's a nice round number. But yeah, I'm struggling to think one that would top this. 17 is always the kind of the people go to, but it can't top this in terms of in-ring quality.
If this delivers anywhere near like we think it will and think it should, given the quality of the people involved, this is going to blow 17 out of the water. Even with 17 having the main event that it does. Yeah, this the main Roman versus Cody alone, the heat for that is going to be it's going to be insane. It really, really is. My only concern with night two is, are you going to burn that crowd out? Because you're giving them Logan Paul's triple threat, you're giving them Seth versus Drew, you're giving them Rock Roman versus Cody with The Rock most likely being involved. That's a lot of action. Where's the killer? Like, where's the filler? Where's that cool off there? I don't see a lot of cool off here, really.
Where's the Playboy Bunny match? Oh. Is
You're in the wrong era now. Vince ain't here anymore.
my gimmick Battle Royal? Bring Iron Sheik back for one more run.
Got the win because he couldn't take the bump over the rope.
Exactly. Love that.
Okay, right. Before we wrap this up, anything else to add?
No, mate, I'm just incredibly excited. We do have a WrestleMania roundtable with some previous Ring the Bell hosts that you will have heard of before coming up just before WrestleMania, where we're going to pick all of our winners and losers of WrestleMania. But yeah, I'm just excited. WrestleMania season's the best, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Okay, right. Before we roll off into the sunset, let's go through the contact us options and settings and everything else. If you want to contact us, you can do so in the multitude, a smorgasbord of ways on Facebook at Ring the Bell Show, on Twitter and Instagram at Ring the Bell Pod. Ross, what's the email address?
ringabellpod@gmail.com.
Lovely. And if you want to give us a 5-star rating and a review, the 5-star rating will really help with the algorithms. Thank you very much. And if you want to share and spread the word and everything else, you can get us in a multitude of places, wherever you get your audio from. It's Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, Amazon Music Podcasts. Anywhere you get podcasts, you will find us on there. Just search Ring the Bell. Yes, that is us. Let's cue up the music. Let's get ready to ring it, because this has been Ring the Bell. I've been Andrew.
I've been Ross. Andrew,
Yep.
ring that bell.